Hello and welcome to this fourth episode of May and Mum's Lockdown Literature. As you might know by now, I'm Jane, aka Mum.
And I'm May.
And here we are in Melbourne under COVID-19 restrictions. This podcast is part of our ISO project to challenge each other to broaden our reading and also share our love of books with the world through this podcast.
To recap the setup, every week we're assigning each other a book from one of six genres that are suitable for middle grade to young adult readers.
Well, almost every week. We're a bit behind this time, but it doesn't matter because lockdown's actually been extended a bit in Victoria, so we have plenty of time. And in any case, I think between the two of us, we've read about eight other books, haven't we, in the last couple of weeks, as well as our podcast books. And May, our genre for this episode was sci-fi or dystopia. Is that something that you read a lot?
No, I hardly ever read sci-fi, so it was pretty hard picking out Mum's book for this week, but I have read one sci-fi.
I had it in my head that you read a fair bit of dystopia though for a while there, maybe last year? Like you read all the Hunger Games and all that sort of stuff, which is kind of science fiction really.
Yeah, the Hunger Games is sort of science fiction slash dystopian, but you had already watched the movies, and while I think that's no excuse and you should read the books because they're better...
There are so many books in the world.
You sound like one of those people who don't like reading.
I do.
I watch the movies.
I like it too much.
But I thought, like, since you already know the plotline, it might be a bit boring.
That's true.
So I gave you When You Reach Me by Rebecca Stead.
And why did you choose that apart from you couldn't think of any other books that fit the genre?
I chose this book because I had recently read it for my school's book club, and I was a bit reluctant to read it at the start because, as I said before, I don't read a lot of sci-fi and I never really thought I liked the genre that much. But it hooked me from the very start. But I enjoyed every minute reading it. It was very good plot. It was a good idea behind it. I like the characters. There was a wide variety of characters and a lot of things going on. And so I thought that if I was going to have to do sci-fi, then I would give you that.
Yeah, and it was a good pick because I liked it. So for those who don't know this story, When You Reach Me by Rebecca Stead is a slightly creepy book, really. Well, I found it so. About a girl called Miranda who's living in New York in the late 70s, who experiences a very strange occurrence involving time travel. And I don't know what you think, Maisie, but I think it's really kind of very difficult, if not impossible, to give more detail about what happens in the book without spoiling it, because the whole book is set up like kind of like a mystery that unfolds as you read it. And any kind of any information we give might give it away and spoil that real slow unraveling that you get in the book. But what I can say is that I loved it, just like you did. And I particularly liked the way that Miranda's daily life and her relationships with her best friend, her mum, and with the new friends that she makes during the book interplay with that science fiction element of the story. Because it's almost like you're reading a realistic fiction book with this weird stuff going on. And they play in really well, and both of the elements are driving the story forward. So one isn't kind of just an add-on to the other. Does that make any sense to you, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's the sci-fi stuff that's kind of part of moving the plot forward, but then the relationship stuff is also part of moving the plot forward, and you don't really quite get how they're coming together until the very end, which I thought was really clever.
Yeah.
So I loved it, and I think Rebecca Stead deserves all the accolades that she got for that book, and I would be interested to read her other one. I think her most recent book... I don't know if that has any science fiction element to it. What's it called?
The Year We Fell from Space or something?
No, that's A.S. King, who actually reminds me of this. No, it's the list of things that won't change or something like that.
I don't know. I haven't got it. But I was kind of on the fence about if this was actually sci-fi, because it's like, it's only really sci-fi at the end. It's more, it's a mystery that involves
time travel,
like time travel, but it's written in a very realistic fiction way. So do you think it was actually sci-fi? Because I wasn't sure.
I'm not sure. And I think there's probably room in the world for another genre, isn't there? Some people talk about a genre called speculative fiction, which is stuff like that. That kind of realistic, but with room for the weird and the wonderful. So maybe it fits into that. But then as a catch-all, so that you kind of can describe something to people. So if you say, what sort of books do you like? I suppose the trouble with science fiction is that people sort of think of spaceships and all that sort of stuff, don't they? I tell you one thing that I was a bit love-hate about with this book is that I thought the pace, it could have been a little bit faster in a way or something. Although having said that, I kind of didn't want to say goodbye to the people and the places.
Yeah.
In the book. But yeah, it did seem to creep very slowly in an unsettling way towards its climax.
I agree. And one of the things that I noticed about the book, it crept really slowly and then it went really fast right at the end. And I found the ending, one, very confusing, probably because I was reading it on a deadline, but also I just found it really, really confusing. And I think she was clever to how much sense it probably made if you thought about it a lot, but I could not get my head around the, because it wasn't just time travel, like with a time travel machine, it was sort of like mind travel. Time travel. It was really confusing. And I also felt like the ending, it happened very, very, very fast. So it was like one page.
That's true. Yeah, it was sort of all creeping along and then bam, happened.
I don't think I liked that very much. I felt like, but also it would have been really hard to spread out more. So I'm not sure about the ending. But what did you think of the characters? Who was your favourite character?
I think probably my favourite character was her new friend, who in the story she starts to she makes friends with a couple of new friends. They're not new to the school or anything, but just people she hasn't really been friends with before. I can't remember what her name was, but the girl
Anne-Marie,
that's right, because she's quite spiky and obviously a bit of a difficult person to get along with. But
isn't
you
that
can.
Julia?
Is that what I mean?
Julia is the girl.
Julia, yeah. Anne Marie's the one who goes in the sandwich shop with her, isn't it?
Yeah.
Julia is the one who's very smart and a bit spiky. But I like her a lot because she's. You can kind of see that she's got a lot of potential as a person, and Miranda isn't really giving her the time of day. They've got something that Miranda's had a set against her for her whole life or something, or for their whole childhood, and which turns out to not necessarily be that fair. So she was probably my favourite character. What about you?
I liked Miranda, and I also really like Miranda's mum. And I think Julia, she was kind of painted like a really bad person most of the time. And honestly, if I was Miranda, I probably would have hated her too. Like, she seemed really, really annoying and kind of horrible and really disloyal and stuff. I feel like she's kind of like Sue Sylvester in Glee. Like, you kind of love to hate her, but then you can also love her at the same time. She's
but
horrible.
She didn't really
but she
do anything that
no,
bad.
She was so annoying.
But she also, you know, like maybe she was just sort of socially awkward and didn't know how to act and things like that. So I thought she was all right. I also actually really liked the mum's boyfriend. What's his name?
I don't know.
Mr. Perfect. He was nice.
That dude.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, no, I thought it was good overall, despite the pacing issues. And my personal take on the confusion that is inevitable when I read or watch things to do with time travel is that I just have to stop thinking about it because I can't. Yeah. If you think about it too hard, it's never. It just makes my head kind of go.
Ehh. A couple of the people in my book club, they were like trying to like read it out like slowly
and logic it through,
and I was like, no. That's not going to happen.
I think we need to all be like Stephen Hawking or something to understand it. That is not the way my mind works. I'm happy just to sit back and let it wash over me. Yeah. Suspend disbelief and all that sort of stuff.
So this week, Mum assigned me In the Dark Spaces by Callie Black.
Woohoo!
And In the Dark Spaces is a young adult novel by Callie Black, which follows the story of a teenage girl called Tamara. I think she's 15. And she is mysteriously kidnapped, and she has to use all of her wits if she wants to get back to her baby cousin. And the story is actually set in a world where most people, including Tamara, live in space, and there's like levels of the gravity, like the people in level 6 gravity, I can't remember, I'm not very good with gravity and science stuff. But they're like the rich people, and I think it's because the gravity... Oh yeah, the level 6 people are the richest, and they live... Their gravity is basically the same as Earth, so they're not like all just floating. And so she gets mysteriously kidnapped and taken to this weird location, and she has to try and get back. And I thought it was very good. It was fast-paced and exciting. I really liked the plot, and it had good characters. I liked Tamara, and I also liked, what was his name? Anthony?
The captain, yeah. That's right.
He was nice.
And what about the weird bird people?
Yeah, they were weird.
So she's kidnapped by some aliens, isn't she?
Pretty much.
Or I suppose nobody's an alien when you all live in space, by a different species.
Yeah.
That her people are at war with.
Yeah. And she kind of makes friends with them and basically becomes one of them, except like she's not an alien, but...
Yeah, she's accepted into their community.
She's accepted into their community, but she's mainly doing that because she wants to, because one, they would just kill her if she didn't persevere, and two, she wants to get back to her cousin. Yeah, I liked it. I found it hard to get into it first. That's right. Why we're a week late.
It's a while since I've read it, so I can't actually remember the first little bit. But I remember it gets really bloody really quite quickly. Like very early in the story, there's an attack that leads to Tamara being kidnapped, and it's quite violent.
Yeah. And it wasn't because that, it's just because I was reading other things. But then when I actually did get into it, I really enjoyed it, and I would definitely recommend it.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it, because as you know, because I've been banging on to you about it for more than a year now, that was one of my top reads of 2019 across children's and young adults and adult books. I really, really like pretty much everything this author writes. This Callie Black is a pen name of the author Bren McDibble. As you know, Maisie, and there's a lot of similarities, I think, between this book and her work as Bren McDibble for a slightly younger audience. Yeah. Kind of in the characters' voices, I think there's a lot of similarity.
Like all of the characters, they use, like they say like cause instead of because.
Yeah, there's a lot of slang and.
Yeah, they speak like a normal kid or teenager. They don't speak it like really formally, and I like that.
And her main characters tend to be like Bren McDibble's straight Callie Black writes books set in sort of futures where there's been some sort of climate crisis or things have gone a bit horribly wrong, and her main characters are always kids or young people who are on the wrong end of whatever's happened, so like they're the poor or the disaffected or whatever, and there's that really strong voice. But basically, yes, so that's the reason I picked it for you, was because I loved it so much, this book. And I think one of the things I really like about it, and one of the reasons I recommend it strongly wherever I go, is that I think it's a really perfect bit of science fiction because of all the things you said. It's got great characters who you really connect with. It's got action. It's got a really interesting kind of world set up with people living in space and this whole sort of society. But the other thing it has, which I don't know whether would have meant as much to you, but it has a really strong message about the way we use resources and the way, it's kind of like a kind of almost the battle that's going on in the book is about resources and the impact of taking too many resources on one set of people or another set of people.
Yeah.
And that's what really great sci-fi does as well, is it kind of holds up a mirror to our own society, but when you look in the mirror, it looks like a big space adventure, but actually it's telling you something quite true about your own world. So
yep, I really liked
that.
It.
Yeah. I hope she writes more in that for that older age group.
Yeah. I've read most of the Brian McDibble books for the younger age group and I really like them, especially The Dog Runner. I love that book.
Yeah, I think that was, we were just saying the other night, weren't we, that was pretty much close to perfect, that book.
Yeah.
And it's up for the CBCA Book of the Year this year. And I will eat my hat if it doesn't win.
Yeah. So I think that's it for this week.
It is, yeah. Next, we have to decide what we're going to read next.
Week's genre, I've already decided.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Two Mums Utter Horror, yes. Is horror.
Horror. But I remember we said horror / mystery / thriller. So I can handle mystery and thriller, but...
You know,
please don't make me read horror.
Mum is really, she's a scary
I read
cat.
Stephen King when I was about 12 or something, and I can still remember how frightened Pet Sematary made me all those many, many years ago, decades. Please don't do it to me, mate.
I'm going to try and find the scariest. I'll ask my friends who really like horror to give me like a really scary
book. All right. Well, then I'm going to find you a really scary book about people coming into the house at night when you're all alone, because I know that's your bad spot.
Yeah. Okay.
So stay tuned, listeners.
Yes.
And thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening.